Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says problems at the Federal Minerals Management Service may have contributed to last month's offshore oil rig disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Salazar testified before Congress today for the first time since the Deepwater Horizon sank on April 22nd. He says the responsibility is shared.
There had never been an incident like this. So did the country as a whole, the United States Congress, the Department of Interior, the oil and gas industry, and everybody else who's affected by this decision become lax? I would say yes. The answer is yes. And that's why it's important that there be a collective and shared responsibility relative to how we respond to the problem at hand.
Salazar says the Minerals Management Service, which oversees offshore oil and gas leases, needs a house cleaning. He says the president will call for an independent commission to look at the Gulf accident. It will be similar to those that investigated the Space Shuttle Challenger explosion and the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island.
In the case of the Challenger incident, it essentially put the Space Shuttle program on delay for about a 2.5-year period. In the case of the Three Mile Island investigation and the blow-up of one of the reactors at Three Mile Island, it essentially shut down the nuclear industry for a period of 30 years. So how we handle this issue is one of highest importance.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon berated the MMS and accused it of being in denial about safety problems for years.
Do you believe that minerals management has adequately regulated blowout preventers?
No, the answer is no. I think that there is additional work that should have been done with respect to blowout prevention mechanisms. Obviously, there are multiple redundancies that are built in. This incident should never have happened because of the fail-safe kinds of procedures and redundancies that are in place, but it did happen.
Today's hearing focused on the deep water drilling done in the Gulf, but there are implications for development in shallow regions, including off Alaska. Shell plans to drill exploratory wells this summer in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and recently pledged increased safety measures like testing its blowout preventer once a week instead of once every 14 days. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, the Energy Committee's head Republican, asked about the difference between drilling in deep water versus shallow.
Do you envision a new, perhaps a more enhanced set of spill containment and response that is directed specifically to the deep water as a consequence of this tragedy?
Yes. The answer to that is yes, Senator Murkowski. I would envision that the 30-day report that we will deliver to the president will have a number of recommendations that deal with safety enhancements.
The report being prepared for President Obama is due later this month. The Interior Department repeated today that it's in a pause mode and that any decisions about permitting throughout the country, including Alaska, are on hold until after the report is finished.